is season 3, episode 9, the cut 2 here on AfterBuzz TV for World of Dance. And I have to say, tonight did we find some fuego, some unity, or some radiance, or just a bunch of exiles.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome on into AfterBuzz TV here for World of Dance. I'm Kristen Burt. Did you like that tag? I made it up on the spot, you guys.
This is ridiculous. Your knowledge, your tags, I can't.
That was nice, Josh.
I was looking. I needed some notes. And I was
incredible.
But then I was like, don't forget it. And thank goodness it came out okay.
I mean, you're flawless always, Kristen Burt.
So much.
Flawless.
Teague, welcome back.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Were you here last week?
I can't remember. I was here, but thank you for the welcome back.
Who was not here last week?
All four of us were here.
We were all here. We were all here with Darian.
With Darian.
2 weeks ago, you weren't here.
Yeah. Yes.
Soon the weeks are going by like this.
It's
almost over.
I just missed you all week.
Welcome on in. Thank you so much. Also, I would like to say to you and to everyone, happy Easter. Am I right?
Yes. Happy Easter.
And happy Passover to those celebrating
as well.
Yep, that's through the 27th. Mm-hmm. AJ, good to see
yes.
you.
Yes. Hey, I'm so excited to be here. We have a lot to talk about.
We do. And I called it her pomegranate pizzazz shirt.
Yay.
That's my tea. And I thought, that's what she's wearing, pomegranate pizzazz. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to dive right into this because we have a lot to talk about. And we were even, I had a hard time keeping my mouth shut while we were watching the show. I was like, So we're starting off with the junior division. J-Lo was the mentor for the junior. She loves talking with all the babies. She really does. This group was a little bit older than, you know, the Crazy Eights and things like that. But we started off with one of my, I think that they're one of my favorite duos in this competition because they're fun, they're entertaining, they're funkinometry. And I just felt that they had a great concept. I felt like they were always a breath of fresh air when they came out onto the stage. What did you guys think of their number tonight?
They're just cutie patooties. I think it was really cute, really entertaining, really fun. I thought that when they... Where did you guys think they were before the performance? I thought they were going to come from the ceiling. I thought that was the big surprise.
I thought so, too.
Because the astronaut, I don't know, that's what I was, like, excited
I was thinking
about.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, definitely. There was quite a few Ghostbusters in tonight's episode. But, yeah, I think it was a really great dance. I think it was still competitive enough. I know that was a note, like, maybe it's not competitive. I think that was from Derek. Derek said that it was elementary, some of the choreography. But I think that their energy makes up for so much of their... But also, I think they're really talented. So, I don't know. What did you think?
Yeah, it was definitely a great intro. I like how they came in because it was different than just coming already on stage. They kind of came from behind, so that was nice. It was definitely entertaining, and I love the costumes, the props, and the music. Everything went together for that performance. So I enjoyed them. It was fun. The choreo, it was okay. It could have been better, but it was definitely entertaining.
Well, they did a lot of slow motion, too, which I thought was kind of intricate, and I was surprised. It's very rare that I don't agree with Derek's notes, and this was one of the times I felt like he was a little bit hard on them. I understand that he wanted a little bit more because it is the cut, but at the same time, I felt like they deliver something so different that no other act in the competition does.
Yeah.
And we'll get to it when we talk about some of the upper team, some of the crews. There were some people that I felt that are delivering the same old, same old. And so if I'm going to look at a hip-hop act and they're delivering something fresh, I don't feel like I can knock them the way I would knock a crew that I'm like, okay, well, I've seen that before.
Right. Yeah. My one thing, I'm just going to go back to the intro. Don't you think that, because we've seen the live stage, we've been there live. I think the judges had to have known that they were right behind them because we've seen that it's space, it's the space is like this. It's like you would see if there's a human right here.
You would feel someone breathing on your neck.
That felt a little bit contrived, that like comment.
It was acting.
Yeah. But other than that, I liked the performance overall.
And I would also think that they saw maybe snippets of dress rehearsal as well.
Of course.
So, yeah.
But still very cute.
It's super cute. And again, I do like it because that stage is so interesting. You know, they've got the A stage and then the major B stage. To utilize that stage in a different way, great.
Totally.
Awesome. Outside the box. So this is really one of those rare times where I just don't agree with Derek on the score. Neo gave him a 93. J-Lo gave him a 93. And then Derek was an 88.
That's like aggressively low.
Like a 90?
I think he could have got at least a 90. In the 90s, they all could have got. He could have gave him a 90. Yeah.
They wound up with a 91.3 as an average. And that's so tough when you go first because you just watch yourself go down. as the competition goes on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one. Mm-hmm. That's a tough one. Then we go next to Lauren Yakima. And, you know, she is someone that I've always kept my eye on. Strong contemporary dancer. Her sister, Amy Yakima, was one of the co-winners of season 10, So You Think You Can Dance. And she is someone I felt like has delivered a lot of the same in the first two rounds. So I was really looking for something different. So the note that J-Lo said to really dig deep emotionally, I thought was perfect.
Do you think she did it?
I don't think she did it. Mm-hmm. And she was almost there.
Yeah.
But I felt like there was something holding her back. And sometimes when you do have a parent in the audience and you're dedicating to them, sometimes that makes you not be emotional. Right. I don't know if you've ever had that happen, but you just kind of freeze up. And I, you know, it's funny because I talk to a lot of choreographers on my show all the time. And one of the big notes is I want dancers who are great actors. Mm-hmm. And they oftentimes recommend that dancers take acting class to be able to tap into that. And that's where I feel like Lauren could probably benefit from.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was a great dance overall. I think the floor, she fell out of her turns, obviously. We think she was barefoot. We couldn't tell if she had tape on her feet. But I feel bad for her because that floor looked horrible. I don't think...
Sticky.
How do you dance on that? You know, especially if it's hot, I just... Ooh, I... So I felt bad for her, but the turns were not... that was hard.
It's hard to watch when you know...
Yeah, when you know it's just the floor.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Also, I'm a big costume chick. I think that the dress was not right for... I didn't see her lines. Like, when she would extend, the dress was, like, too, it was either too long or just, like, not... I don't think the panels worked for, like, watching her extensions. Mm-hmm. I just... It made me, like, not be able to see the full picture, and I think that bothered me just a little. But other than that, I thought it was a really great dance. She's a strong, strong, strong performer, but I don't think this was her strongest routine.
Yeah, it was a beautiful performance, very sentimental. I thought it had great moments. And for me, it started to pick up towards the middle of the performance for me. It was... I think she could have done a little bit better. Like I said, it had great moments, but I think she could have.
I think, because she's capable of so much, I have a feeling she probably was kicking herself and probably banging herself up about the turns. Because you're thinking, I go to the dance studio and I crank out 50 turns in a day and don't even think about that. Mm-hmm. And it was beyond her control. That floor is tough. Right. Every contemporary dancer has said it's tough. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I, because she's 17, she'll be 18 next year. She won't be able to do So You Think You Can Dance next year because she'll still be tied to the World of Dance contract. It keeps them.
Oh,
and she is someone that is perfect for that show. So if there's a season 17, she's not eligible. She would have to wait until season 18.
Wow.
Which kind of kills me a little bit as a big fan.
Yeah, that does stink, actually.
She's very So You Think You Can Dance to me.
Yeah.
Right. And especially with the sister tie, that would be a very fun story.
Good package. They love that. But
yeah.
So I love Lauren. So I'm looking forward to more, though.
Yeah.
91, 91, 93. So that's Neo J-Lo and Derek for a 91.7. And again, she was the one, if I'm correct, she's the one that wound up in fourth place.
Oh, tough.
Yeah. She'll definitely be better next time because she can bring more to the table. So she'll definitely bring it back next time.
I think if she hadn't fallen on those turns, she probably would have made it through.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Over Kayla Mack.
I think so, too. Oh, what?
I don't know.
Over Kayla Mack?
I don't know.
I think her dance was really strong.
Kayla Mack was really good.
I love Kayla Mack. I don't know. It's just one of those things, like, if they're going to take a soloist.
Yeah.
I don't know. Interesting. It's all a what if, and it's, you know, because... What happened on that stage. We can't go back in time.
Yeah.
Moving forward, we did not see their full dance. Obviously, that was quite edited. And so we don't really know what we're judging. Obviously, there was a fall in there on the table.
Yeah. So we're moving forward. I see they had a nice attempt. I see what they were trying to do with the table. But I just don't think it was fully executed or maybe not practiced enough. But I see where they were trying to go with it. But I just think they needed more time or another idea with how to incorporate the table in their routine.
It was a bummer because I really like these guys. And their past routines I've been so incredibly impressed by that this was a little bit underwhelming for me. I'm sure some people like the song. I didn't love the song. It just didn't work for me personally. But also, we only saw half the routine, which also feels very hard for us to like be like,
I don't know what to say.
Yeah,
I saw a mistake, but that's what they wanted us to see, to be like, this is one of the reasons they didn't make it through.
Right.
But I think it really is important. I'm sure they'll show it online, but it is important for us to see the full routine because for young men dancing, is important to see.
Yeah, of course.
It's, you know, and I think it's something that's not done that often. Mm-hmm. You know, oftentimes it's like a duet between a male and a female. So when you have four strong young men dancing together, I think it's a great sort of outside the box concept.
Right.
That I want to see more of. Absolutely.
Yeah. I would like to too. Also that so it's like you have no foot on this floor is just a problem, I think. They're going to have to make some changes. Could you imagine if it was like a wonderful Marley floor? That would be like a dreams come true. You could see turns, you could see leaps. It would be like amazing.
Sprung floor underneath.
Sprung floor. Oh, wow. I can't imagine the quality of dance that you would get, even, you know?
Yeah, and just to remind everyone, it is a set of, because it's an LED screen, which is beautiful to look at some of the production, what they're able to do, but mm-hmm. it's squares. You can't just make one big circular LED screen. It's yeah. squares all put together, which is what we were talking about. Most of the contemporary dancers have told me that they've had to tape their feet. They cannot go fully barefoot because this is gross, so block your ears if you're squeamish, but your skin on your foot can get caught between those tiny little crevices from LED screen to LED screen.
Oof.
It's gross. Yeah.
Sounds like it
makes me. Yeah, it makes you squeamish. Ooh. If you think about it. Yeah. yeah. You'll get rips. 90, 91, 90. So 90.3. And, of course, moving forward, did not make it through to divisional finals. Mm. Then we go to Julian and Charlize, who are on my show on Tuesday.
Yay!
I'm very excited. Yay. I met Charlize. I went to World of Dance last week, and it was just fun. I introduced myself. I'm like, hi, you don't know me, but you're coming on my show in a couple weeks. So she has a face recognition. I want to know if anyone had the same thought as I did. Janet Jackson vibes when she was dancing.
Yes.
Yes. Like, I agree. Young Janet. Yes. What have you done for me lately? Mm-hmm. I was captivated by her.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I really love that performance. It was very cute, fun, flirty, and clean. They hit every single beat, and it was exciting. Like, I enjoyed that performance. It was cute.
Yeah. I think it was great. I loved her outfit. This was a really good outfit for me tonight, mm-hmm. and I loved his outfit. I know he choreographs most of it, and mm-hmm. she has some input, but she kills it. She mm-hmm. almost... I don't want to say it, but she might outdo him in a few times. I'm like, I can't keep my eyes off of her.
That's what I wrote.
Yeah.
Can't keep my eyes off of her.
She's stunning. And she hits things so well. I think the quality of her movement is like really, really advanced.
Well, yeah. That's a compliment to him too, because he's right. creating choreography that really works well with her body and style. And I didn't love the music on this. Like, I liked when they broke it down a little bit, mm-hmm. But I love the movement. So I don't know what music I would put to the movement that he created. So
right, I liked it. It was a throwback, right? But I didn't love it.
Yeah, I wasn't it. Totally. I didn't hate it, but I just felt like, I'm not sure if that was the right one. But again, I couldn't stop watching Charlize.
She's great.
And I wonder if she gets the Janet Jackson.
Comparison. A lot.
Yeah.
Could happen.
It could. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think probably too, because she had her hair up and everything else. So I was all in it. The judges really love this piece too. So I think that they were definitely feeling it, which I think is interesting because if you look at what happened in the junior division, we have their kind of urban dance. You have contemporary ballet that went through, and then you have a contemporary duo. And I kind of like this because that's mm-hmm. a variety of styles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That, I do love that.
Yeah, I do love that. So hopefully in some ways the judges are opening their minds up to other styles too. Mm-hmm. So that's good. So 94, 94, and 91. Derek was a little low on theirs, too. Their average was 93 altogether. And then we get to Kayla Mack.
Yay! Yes.
There is something very sweet, charming, likable about her.
Yeah.
When she just walks in a room, you're like, I like her.
Yeah.
You just, right off the bat.
And that's, you hear the judges say that. They're like, she's stunning. Before she even dances, they're like, oh, she's amazing.
Yeah.
A gorgeous line. I mean, to die for lines, let's be honest.
Right, right. Even just standing there, you're like, wow, that's like a specimen.
Yeah.
She's great. I loved this outfit. Apparently that is my new judging scale. I really love a good costume. And I think that this one really worked for her. I think that it was really good dynamic routine. There were some soft moments. There were some hard moments. She nailed her turns, but I know she has the benefit of that shoe, which I'm sure is probably better than barefoot.
But she was steady on her feet this time.
She's steadier. Yeah. Still a little bit of, you see a little bit of, like, maybe a little bit of nerves in, like, some movements. Mm-hmm. But she stuck it, for the most part, way, way better than we've seen her, I think, before. So I think it was a really great performance from her.
Yeah, after she got done performing, I was just like, wow. It was a wow performance. It was soft and graceful, yet fierce. And yeah, she took control of that performance. Her body, she was very flexible. And I just love the way she bends her body. It was amazing. Like, she did really well.
You know what's interesting? The song that was chosen, and her choreographer was Grace Buckley for this in Westchester Dance Academy, where she trains. Take Me to Church is a very difficult song to take because Sergei Polunin, who's one of the premier ballet dancers right now out there, did a very famous dance video that David LaChapelle directed.
Oh.
It's very well known. It probably has, like, one of those that has 50 million hits or something like that on YouTube. Guys, if you haven't seen it, go out and look at it. It's incredible. Jade Hale Christoffi choreographed it, but it's very well known. So to do a contemporary ballet piece where there is a lot of recognition on a piece that did go viral probably now 4 or 5 years ago. But that's bold.
Right.
And she made a good choice because it worked really, really well for her. So
I think so, too. And this was also a performance that I appreciated the background, the production of it. I thought it was well done and added to the performance instead of took away from it, which sometimes is a difficult balance.
It can be distracting at times. I also appreciate that she's going to divisional final because her journey on World of Dance has been so up and down and all over the place. Because I felt like they underscored her in qualifiers, and then she didn't win her duel, and then she went to redemption round.
Yeah, she's had it.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, thank goodness.
I know, crazy. 93-94, so 93.7. I think everyone, I feel good about those scores.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
And then we get to Ellie and Ava. And I interviewed them a couple weeks ago. They are very cute. They do come from Larkin, we've talked about, but it's their great grandmother that started Larkin Dance Studio. It is their grandmother who now owns the studio. It is their cousin who choreographs their routines. It's a family.
Family affair.
Family affair. Of course, Eva Igo came out of this studio. Taylor Steve from So You Think You Can Dance came out of this studio. We've talked about that a few times. But when I interviewed them, I had been doing my research, and then I talked to them, and I thought, hey, guys, why haven't we played this up? Because you've had so much talent come out of this particular studio, and there is what they call the Larkin legacy.
Oh, yeah. Incredible. Oh, my God,
Yeah.
That's crazy. I had no idea. I didn't know that.
No. I tweeted out the article tonight, too, again, just in case people hadn't seen it, because it's kind of interesting just to hear their story. And then tonight they had the dance, which none of us really, could you keep a dry eye? I was like, the grandfather's the audience.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I just wanted to cry like a baby. There were quite a few moments I wanted to cry in this episode for some reason. But I was really pulling at my heartstrings.
Very emotional.
I don't know if it's because it's Easter. Well, something was going on. No, I think this was a really, really great performance. Loved the costumes. And, yeah, seeing that grandpa in the audience made all the difference. But also, one thing I really appreciate about them is the pictures that they make in their partnering is, like, so flawlessly done. It just mirrors, like, she'll be up, she'll be down. It's, like, very well
good
put
levels
together.
And
yeah, and it's symmetric, and it makes a bigger picture, and I really like the way that they do that, which I'm sure takes a lot of time to figure out, but they really do well with that. So yeah, I was impressed.
Yeah, so it was a very powerful performance. I could see the strength in the fight in the performance. And it was good. They had really good technique. So no complaints there. They were good.
I also appreciated that this was completely different from their duels. The duels was, you know, soft and pretty. This one was more powerful, hard-hitting. A lot of strength behind it. So I do like that they have a kind of a story and different things to say. Sometimes contemporary, I feel like, are we doing the same dance over and over again?
Right.
But I don't feel like that.
No,
with them,
I do agree. Yeah.
And the judges rewarded them with some great scores of 95, 95, 96. So 95.3 was their final score. So, of course, it's Kayla Mack, Ellie and Ava, and Julian and Charlize who are moving on.
Love that.
Yep. Good. I'm actually happy. I think all three are very deserving of moving on to the next round. So,
agreed.
Agreed. Yeah. Upper team, it's Neo.
Woohoo.
Tell us how you feel.
What? It's great. Super helpful. What do you think?
I'm just sipping my tea.
Neo is great.
Yeah, I do love, I love Neo. I truthfully love Neo. We've interviewed Neo. We've hung
He's
out
so
with
Neo. Nice.
I really do love him. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know. Is that a helpful critique? I don't know.
I did feel like tonight he was on point.
He was. I will agree. Yeah, I will agree. Tonight he made some good points.
There are some weeks that I'm like, I don't know where that's coming from or where that score's coming from, but I felt this week I was more in line with what he was saying, and I felt like I was less in line with what Derek was saying. So yeah. You never know.
You go up and down in these things. Yep. So
yeah. And we kick it off, and this is where I'm going to start talking about some crews and what needs to be done and what choreography should look like. We start off with the Exiles. They are a faith-based group that is very important to them as a crew, which I think is great because it sends out a fantastic message. Mm-hmm. But they came in with choreography that was not completed, and you're showing it to Neo, and that's a red flag to me at that point. You have to have a finished dance to show to mentors at that point.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, when they was performing, they had a lot of tricks and stunts, but not a lot of choreo. Like, when I was watching, I'm like, okay, I see a lot of tricks and stuff, but there wasn't much choreo dancing for me in that performance. So I didn't really get too much from it. Besides the tricks and the stunts, those were great. Those were great, but...
Yeah, I just feel like it fell a little bit flat for me and just looked a little bit like we probably suspect it was a bit rushed of a process putting it together. I feel like that showed just a tad. I also got a little bit of a Ghostbuster vibe, which I'm into. I like Ghostbusters. It's cool. Too. I just overall, it just fell a little bit flat for me, which I was bummed to see because I do like these guys. I think they're great, but I don't think it was their most competitive routine.
Right. Yeah, and when you are at this point in the competition, you have to have tools in your kit to be pulling out. And I felt like we've seen these types of somersaults. I know they did one kind of outside the box, but the baseball cap trip, we've seen a lot of baseball caps being like thrown up, down on the feet and everything. It's been done before on the show. So this is one of those things is you move into season four coming up at some point. You have to start thinking about the fact that go back and watch season one, season two, season three. Watch them on YouTube. See if you have a crew. Mm-hmm. See what they're doing choreography-wise and go, okay, that's been done. How can we make it different? How can we bring it to a different level?
Yeah, and they made it out the redemption round last time, correct?
They did.
So they just lived by, now they're going home.
Yeah, it makes me wonder if their redemption round had their tricks and then they sort of panic thinking, we weren't sure we were going to make it this far. And that can happen, too.
That could happen, right.
90, 90, and 91. So 90.3 was their score. And of course, they did not make it to divisional final. And I think no one's going to disagree with that.
Yeah.
So, great. We move on to the Kings, and the Kings have probably been one of the most talked about acts in this particular season. Obviously, they're out of India, and they bring a lot of that Bollywood style, but they were also bringing dubstep and robotics to this one.
Yeah, the Kings, after they got done performing, I was like, wow, like they really did a lot. It was, oh my gosh, performance. They did well. They had a lot of tricks and the stunts, and they were off the chain. They had a lot of wow factors in their performance, and I think that the stunts really contributed to their high score.
Did you think it was too busy?
It was busy, but I can kind of still see what was going on, though. It wasn't one of those performances I was looking at, like, where... But I can kind of still kind of see what was going on. But they had a lot going on.
Did you think it was too busy, Teague?
Yeah.
Okay, I did too. So I wanted to see if anyone else noticed it.
Yeah, I thought it was a little busy for me. And also, for me, the transitions, and I know that's like the last thing we think about as dancers. Like, it's kind of like the, just like filling in. Like,
just get to the next spot.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, 5, 6, 7, 8. But I feel like they were... We keep using the word elementary, but I feel like the transitions were a bit elementary for me.
This was not their strongest piece they've done so far.
Right.
They've wowed me in the first two rounds.
Oh, they for sure wowed me. Yeah. But everybody, when you get to this round, I'm sure everybody's like, oh God, we got to step it up. We got to, and it just gets stressful. And it wasn't my favorite performance from them, but they're always a strong, it's just, they've done better, so.
Yeah, I felt like they were a little less clean in this round. I thought the costumes were a little distracting, and I wonder if that also contributed to my busyness thought, because there was a lot of crisscrosses going on, and when they were in certain formations, I couldn't see all of their lines, because there were crisscrosses on their body, but in that silver reflective material.
Right.
That I didn't think worked overall.
Yeah, I agree.
But again... I'm holding them to a standard where they were the first group that got 100 and they've been amazing, and that's what I expect.
They got
the
highest.
They
97.7, right?
Did the Hema beat them though?
Oh, what the Hema get?
I don't think so. 97.
Oh, they got a. It was a tie.
It was a tie.
97.7. Oh. So both.
Yeah, that's interesting. I would have put the Hema just slightly above the Kings. Too. Yeah. What about you, AJ? Would you have put the Kings higher or the Hema?
No, definitely the Hema.
Okay.
The Kings were good, but you know, if I'm comparing them to the Hema, no, the Hema were definitely better.
Okay. Yeah, it was just this, and like that's the thing. The Kings are so good that. Yeah. I'm expecting a 100 routine every time they come out.
Right.
Yeah. The both groups are quite similar because you have two large, you know, groups that's going, and they both do a lot in their performances. So,
a lot of tricks.
Yeah, a lot of tricks, a lot of stunts. So yeah, they're comparable, but yeah, the Hema definitely come on top as far as the Kings.
But the judges still love this. 96, 99, 98. So their average, of course, was 97.7. They had a lot going on in their routine, just like we have a lot going on here at AfterBuzz TV, don't we, AJ?
Such a good transition.
Yes, that was so wonderful. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. We love you so much. And if you're watching us on YouTube right now, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Tell a friend. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, again, like, rate us, give us a comment. Just show us some love, guys. We appreciate you. Thank you.
That was our favorite. Yeah, we appreciate that. Are you in the live chat? Anything good happening there?
I'm going to pop in just for a second.
Yeah, go in and say hi. See if anyone has any questions or any thoughts that we should be addressing.
Yes.
Let's move on to Unity LA. Okay, you bring in some props. Canes are always a very, very dicey proposition because honestly, if you've taken a look at the Mary Poppins routine on Dancing with the Stars, Charlie White, Sharna Burgess, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Or... how about, remember when Jenna Johnson and Kiki did the cane dance? They had 10 canes?
Yes.
They made
and, like,
it.
And threw it off. And, yeah.
But that was the only time they did it clean was on the live show.
Yeah.
Every rehearsal, they had dropped 10 canes. So you get on stage, you do a bunch of canes, but we don't know what this full dance looked like because they cut it.
This really irked me because when a routine is cut in post-production, and we are not able to see as an audience the full routine, I feel like it wasn't good. Like, just subconsciously, I think I'm like, oh, because I didn't see the whole thing, it just feels like a rushed thing, and it's just like, wah, wah, wah. And you're not able to see the full story. When they were even making their comments about, like, it was too heady, I was like, I don't even know what you're talking about, because I feel like I didn't even see the routine, which I was upset about, because I love these dancers, I love this group. I think this group is one of the most talented groups on the show this year.
Tassandra Chavez is an incredible choreographer.
Oh, incredible. She's like the most up and coming. I feel like she's like the thing right now. Everybody wants to work with her. So I was really kind of upset. And then to see later that we show all of Fuego, which like we could have like probably, I mean, we probably could have cut that down a little bit because it was, I mean, no offense to Fuego, but a bit repetitive. But same vibe. I needed to see a full story from Unity LA because it was a full story.
Well, and when have we seen a cane dance on the show?
Right.
We haven't.
True.
Yeah.
Something new. Something different.
Something new. And a story.
Yeah. And even if it wasn't their most successful dance, I guess because that's what the judges were telling us. We don't know that. But let us see it.
Right. Yeah. Let us be the judge.
Yeah. I couldn't get the entire effect of it because it was edited and it seemed rushed. So, yeah.
And we're all big question mark.
Yeah.
It should wind up on YouTube. But also, Tassandra has been incredible about sharing footage. Rehearsal footage, what happened behind the scenes. They do a live chat on Instagram every single week. So I'm sure she has even more insight that's probably happening right now as we are on the air. But definitely check that out because they've been great about giving that behind the scenes info that we don't always get to see.
Love that.
So they got a 93, 93, 94, which, see, this is the thing too. The judges were so harsh and then the scores were pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. But I don't know what I was looking at. So 93.3. Great. I'm like, well, hopefully I will get to see that on YouTube tomorrow.
Yeah.
We do move on to Fuego Dance Crew. And this is one that I also felt, you know what? This is when I felt like Neo was okay saying, it's not very competitive of a routine.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been mad.
For Radiance?
For Fuego.
For Fuego. Fuego Dance Crew.
I think it was just a bit, especially this stage in the competition, you kind of have to come out with guns more ablazing. Yep. I believe you can't do basic stuff anymore. We can't have any basic stuff. If I see basic stuff, it's like We don't need that anymore.
No. Yeah. And we also don't need it in season three, I have to be honest.
Right, yeah. Right. I know. I was a bit surprised by this routine.
Yeah, so it was a fun routine. The choreo, it just needs to be more difficult. So my thing with Fuego is they have swag and personality. You know, they can dance well to impress the girls, but this is a competition. So, you know, you have to work a little bit more on your choreo because, no, they do have swag and personality. They're like the cool boys, but, you know, you need a little bit more if you're really trying to go far and win this competition. So that choreo definitely needs to be a little bit more difficult.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's something interesting, too, to think about where the note from Neo was bringing more of your Latino culture into this, similar to what the Kings are great about doing, bringing some in the Bollywood. I think the Hema also brings in some of their South Korean culture into it. And I think Fuego missed the mark on that.
Yeah.
Had they brought in a little bit more of that flavor, it might have hit really well.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to pack it all in. You know, it's hard to pack
it is
it all in.
And, yeah, you're creating choreography and you're taking notes and, you know, there's a lot to process
right
when you have so many people giving you notes left and right.
And Jassy Jones in the chat, she agrees. She said Fuego didn't do anything to their full potential.
Yeah, so agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I just want to pop in the live chat for a second. My nieces are in the live chat.
They are.
Oh, look how cute they are.
What are your nieces' names?
Reese and Gracie are in the live chat.
Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Thanks for tuning in. You're so cute.
So cute. How old are they?
They're, oh my gosh, they're 10, 11.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. But we have Jassy Jones is in the live chat. We have Dance's Life is in the live chat. Who else do we have in here? We just want to shout you guys out because you're great and amazing, and we appreciate you guys for being in here. Jassy, you're always in here. We love you. Stevie.
Hello, by hello.
Leon. Hello, by hello.
And Kathleen.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, thank you guys for being in live chat. We just want to, thank you guys. You're great.
All right. Since we are on less than 10 minutes, I'm going to sit there and wrap up Fuego with 90, Fuego. 89, 89 for 89.3 was their score. I think that was on the money, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Yep.
Sorry for that quick intermission.
We're going to shout out, and my dog and my cat. Radiance, we're here. Yeah, they were up next. This is Rudy Abreu's female collective this season.
Yes, it's great. I really love Radiance. We love Rudy Abreu here. So I love this group. I really wanted this group to do well. You have said that you've seen them perform stronger since this performance.
So Radiance was assembled for World of Dance. Post World of Dance, obviously this was taped last fall. They have, you know, rehearsed together, they performed together, and this particular number that they did, it's called Burning Worlds now. You can go see it on Rudy Abreu's YouTube page. It's been developed. They incorporate Embodiment, who was in season two. That's also Rudy Abreu's men's collective. Mm-hmm. And it's like a fully realized huge piece.
Right.
And it's so worth seeing. I've seen it live. I've seen it on YouTube. It's beautiful. And I can't wait to see what Rudy does kind of next because he's really a young, emerging choreographer on the scene.
Right. He's really great. I think everything he does is really good. He really cares, too, about
he's passionate.
Yeah. And that's great. So I think that means he'll have a really long career. And he's already done so many crazy things. It's like, anyways, long story short, Radiance, good performance.
Yeah, not as clean. We didn't see the whole thing, too. That was cut down.
Yeah, I mean, that really kind of is hard for us to look and judge.
Yeah.
Yeah, so with Radiance, it was a nice performance, but nothing wowed me during this performance. But I love how they use their craft and to send a message and to express themselves. But I think they could have brought a little bit more to it, so hopefully.
Well, there is more to it. So we're going to send everyone to YouTube to see the different song. That is now being used versus the John Mayer song. And for me, the John Mayer song was a little flat, I thought.
And in the chat, Jassy, she said that Radiance was good. They showed emotion, but she didn't understand what they were trying to tell if they didn't say what the piece was about. So I guess it was hard to
follow. For people that don't know, in California, was it last November or October? The shooting up in Thousand Oaks, that is what is in reference to. Mm-hmm. The shooting at there's so many these days, but at the Country Bar. And a lot of the Pepperdine University students go there because it was college night. So that's why they're saying a lot of young people were killed, that they were the same age as the people in Radiance. So hopefully that gives you a little more frame of reference. But the new version of it has spoken word. It has different song. It's really emotional, incredible. So go
good,
watch that.
Good. I'm happy to hear that.
Yes. And then we get to the Hema.
Yay.
I have loved this entire season. They've been one of my favorites. I just wrote love them. I knew they were going to make it through too because NBC World of Dance had this as their preview one earlier this week.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, I love this group, and I can't praise them enough. And I think that why aren't they getting as much hype as like the Kings? Because I think these guys are really, really innovative movers. I love their storytelling. I was crying at this one too. With the guy with the paralysis.
Oh, yeah.
Paralysis. Yeah, that was sad. And I just think they're really great dancers. I think they work really hard and to make really interesting routines. And that, oh my gosh, the head spins that were so quick. It was like, that's probably one of the best. And I don't know that stuff at all.
He's probably one of the best b-boyers out there.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
I was really impressed.
Yeah, no, it was definitely an amazing performance. And I love how they didn't use the mask this time. Instead, they used their hands as a mask. But then towards the middle, they kind of removed the hands. I feel like they used the hands as a prop instead of having a mask. But then they removed the hands towards the middle of the performance to kind of show, like, this is us revealing ourselves. We're taking our mask off. And this is really let their personality shine and show through their performance.
I always love that they have a lyrical quality to their movement, yeah. Which is especially in sort of b-boy, breaking. Because they're a whole mix of urban dance, too. But I just feel like they almost have some sort of martial arts mixed in there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of layers to their stuff in the way that the Kings do, too. But I do. For me, the Hema is always the one that I gravitate towards just a little bit more.
Right. Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Yeah. They were great scores. 100 from Neo. 95 from J-Lo. I'm like, that's low. But so 95 is a great score. And then 98 from Derek. So they wound up at the top there with the Kings, as we said, 97.7. It's a tie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's a good tie.
That is a good tie.
That's a really good tie. And we do move into divisional final for next week, which is a reminder that we lose 2/3 in each division to move on to the world final. So 3 in each division move on. We lose 2 of them and only 1 moves on. But also remember, and I sort of spoiled this a while back, there is a wild card spot this season. Remember,
We
haven't seen it yet. Haven't seen it yet.
That'll be fun and interesting.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Good.
And I tried to figure out like how it's executed. I know how it plays out, but I don't know how it's executed. So if anyone has like, is it the judges doing it or I don't know. But
that'll be interesting. I'm excited for that.
Yeah. Something a little bit different. And just a reminder, and I don't know why the show never announces this, but if you win divisional final, you win $50,000.
Oh, wow. And why don't they announce that?
I don't know. I asked Scott about that. I had asked Derek, and they were all like, I don't know. And it was something that was added in season 2. And to me, winning that money is significant.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
For a group?
Yeah. Even if you don't win the $1 million, winning $50,000 for being the best in your division,
that's still a
I
reward.
Think is impressive. Yeah. It's a wonderful reward.
Right.
It really is.
Well, and I honestly think, I guess they're put up, but I feel like considering how much these shows do make, because these shows cost a lot in advertising dollars, blah, 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 it is surprising that not everybody's making a little bit.
Right? Yeah, I mean, some shows.
They're performing.
They are performing, but
I know it's a contest, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
You don't make money unless you win the divisional final.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy.
I know.
Interesting.
I know, but it's a lot because you're taking time away from performing and everything else. And, and then you're locked into a contract that lasts 18 months.
Right.
That's exposure.
That's tough.
It's exposure.
They get paid by exposure. So
It's true. And this show has done a lot for many, many contestants. Mm-hmm. So world final is May 5th. It was originally going to be May 12th, and they cut 1 week from the show. So everything. I know. I don't know how that all happened, but May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. And, of course, I have daytime Emmy, so I won't even be here. And I want to hear from everyone what they think, and you know, because I've known. So everyone's going to have to slide into my DMs of the last week. But I'll be here next week for sure. So you're going to have to take the lead.
I don't like it. I don't like when you're not here.
Yeah, it's you're so good. Knowledgeable. Like, we need you.
I know. We're like without Kristen Burr.
Kristen
I don't know.
Knows everything. Everything.
I don't know
Thank
a lot.
You. You, I know, but you guys, this has been a great panel, too. This season's been really, really fun.
This was really emotional.
All right. I just want to know, since I won't be here, Who, just make a wild guess, who do you think wins the $1 million?
Oh my gosh.
Ooh.
Out of all the groups, because right now we have a lot. We have 12 people left. Them? Yeah.
Oh man.
If you could say out of 12, who would win?
I think that Cutie Patootie Blonde should win. But Briar don't think she will, but I think she should.
Briar. Yeah. I love
That's
her.
Who I would vote.
Yeah. Yeah. I had Briar in studio. She's the show's going to air April 30th, but. You guys, this interview was fantastic. She kind of dropped a bomb on me like 8 minutes left in my show. And I was like, well, okay. And a great bomb. But it was really interesting. And I'm like, it puts all the pieces together for World of Dance.
Oh.
I know. Wow. I'll talk a little bit more about it next week.
Before, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because this week it's Julian and Charlize. But,
okay.
But That's I was exciting. Like, well, thanks, Briar.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
I got 8 minutes left with you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to wrap up. This was a really fun week. Mm-hmm. Hope everyone had a good Easter.
Yeah.
All right. AJ, where can everyone find you on social media?
Everyone, check me out on Instagram at Crimson Pearl and check out my YouTube channel, AJ Talks.
I'm Teague Julie Panko, and you guys can find me at Teague DP. Thanks for joining us, and happy Easter.
Yay! And happy Passover.
And Passover.
Yes, and I'm Kristen Burt. You can find me at Kristen Burt on Twitter, the Kristen Burt on Instagram. And don't forget, Tuesday, 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time, Julian and Charlize on To The Point. We'll see you all next week. Have a great week.
Yay!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.